Welcome back. This afternoon, the electric vehicle company Fisker reported quarterly results that topped estimates. We can see that stock is up in after-hours trading. And fourth quarter revenue came in at $41,000 and losses per share totaled 47 cents. Henrik Fisker, Fisker Chairman and CEO, joins us now for more, along with Yahoo Finance's own Pras Subramanian. Henrik, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Fisker just opened reservations for the 2024 pair this week and also just announced that Fisker Ocean reservations exceeded 30,000. How do you expect demand for the pair to compare with the Ocean as production of both of these models progresses?
Well, you know, this year we saw the Fisker Ocean reservation go up 400% on a daily basis versus last year. And the pair, we just started opening reservation yesterday, and we already have over 1,000 reservations, which is about $1 million of potential revenue per hour, which is pretty amazing. So I think we're even beyond what we had hoped on the pair already. So I'm very excited about it.
Hey, Henrik, Pras here. You know, I haven't seen the pair, but I saw that Ocean in LA just a few months ago. Really impressive looking prototype there. How's that timeline looking? I know you guys reiterated it that you're going to see a fall release of that car. What about the actual kind of prototyping and that sort of verification builds at the plant with Magma?
Yeah, so it's interesting you asked that because I'm actually flying over next week to see the first Ocean prototype coming off the prototype line. So I'm super excited by that. We have seen the first parts coming in, very high quality for this early in the process. But we are on schedule to start deliveries in November this year. And of course, we are tackling, like everybody else, you know, chip crisis and supply chain. But so far, we have been able to mitigate through that and we are on target. And I'm looking forward to fly over and see the vehicle on the prototype line next week.
The pair is being offered at just under $30,000 before taxes and incentives. And affordability has been a major tenet of EV development for many companies. And many of these cars are now being offered between that $30,000 to $40,000 range. How important is pricing in helping consumers make their decision on an electric vehicle? Or are there other factors about the brand or the model that you think play a bigger role at this point?
So, you know, I think what's happened is that we have now reached sort of a little bit of a saturation in the luxury EV market, and very few companies have concentrated on affordability. And that's really why we went in that market, because we see the opportunity to grab a big market share there. Of course, with the Ocean starting under 40,000 and the pair under 30, I think price is important, quality is going to be important. And also, I think the new technology that we are planning to put into the vehicle, I think the next generation of buyers are looking for connectivity, large screens, entertainment, and those are all the things we want to provide in our EVs, as well as a seamless customer experience. I think that's also changing the mindset of people shifting over to EVs. They want easy transportation, easy mobility, and affordability, and that's why we're going into this market.
Hey, Henrik, talking about the Ocean again, you guys crossed that 30,000 mark for reservations in the order book. How has that been trending recently? And also, I noticed that you guys have added some fleet orders too, ServiceNow ordering 200 Oceans for their fleet. How's that been looking?
Yeah, like I said, we're off 400% on a day-to-day basis on reservations versus last year, and we just keep seeing it going up. In fact, I think today we'll probably pass 31,000 reservations, which, by the way, is about $1.7 billion of potential revenue. On the side of the potential fleet customers, we are right now in early talks with several global rental car companies about some pretty large fleet orders. And because we can see, of course, that a lot of the more dynamic rental car companies that can really see where the future is going, I think they want to come in and get the most exciting EVs on the market, be the first one out there to offer it to their customers. And that's obviously a totally different segment than what we're going to do with our customers. So I think it is a really interesting collaboration. And one other thing that's very interesting about our type of vehicle is the future technology we have in these vehicles, where we actually can sell things over the air to a potential rental customer together with a rental company. In the old days, you would have to carry a big bag of your navigation system and hook it into the car. Today, we can sell these type of options over there as you take off of the vehicle, depending on what you want. So there's whole new opportunities there, and that's the discussions we have been having with multiple global rental car companies. So I see big potential for orders there.
And in terms of production, Fisker has production partnerships with Magnastair and also with Foxconn on the Fisker pair for that development. Looking ahead, do you plan to expand these existing relationships as you continue to ramp production and develop new models? Or are there other manufacturers you're looking to work with in the future as well?
Well, you know, right now we got, I think, two of the top most interesting manufacturers in the world. You know, Magna is known as being the highest quality automotive contract manufacturer in the world. They've done it for many, many years. We've been extremely happy with the collaboration. The fact that, you know, they're on schedule, they're built so far, what we have seen is super high quality. They know what they're doing. And that's one of the reasons that gives us so much confidence to hit SOP here in November. Of course, Foxconn is totally different, but also a conglomerate international in manufacturing. And of course, when it comes to technology and tech parts, I would say a supply chain, that's where they're really interesting for us on the pair program. So I think we have enough in these two manufacturers to actually be able to produce eventually over a million vehicles a year. And that's something that my goal is before 2030 for sure.
Hey, Henrik, one last question here. What do you think is the biggest threat to Fisker at the moment in terms of success? Or put another way, is it kind of like government inaction with regards to EV infrastructure that is the biggest obstacle for the company?
So I don't think they have any real obstacles because we went in for the affordable EVs. And, you know, we're quoting our pricing of $37,500 or $29,900. That's without any government incentives. So if we actually would have an incentive on the pair, you're looking at maybe a $22,500 vehicle. So I think we're way ahead of the curve. You know, we started early on thinking about affordability. Our entire organization, our entire development process were built around creating affordable vehicles for the world. It was not created on the base of a luxury vehicle. If you start with a luxury vehicle, it's very hard to get the organization tuned into making affordability, but we started the other way. So I kind of think we're ahead of the curve there, and I really don't see any immediate threat, specifically because our vehicles are coming out in, you know, in the next 9 months, the first one. So I think we're ahead of the curve.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Henrik Fisker is Fisker Chairman and CEO, and Yahoo Finance's own Pras Subramanian. Thank you both so much for stopping by this afternoon.